Yutika Thinks Aloud by Yutika Fernandez. Eventually, everything has a happy ending, especially those stories which were left pending. It all began at the hostel with different cultures, different lives, and ended up as one family with teary goodbyes. Hostel was not just a stay, but a roller coaster of emotions. Taught me how to take care of myself without any connections. Sitting in another state, missing home, taking care of ourselves and family through a phone. Meeting strangers, making new friends, a little trust issues, and a lot of loneliness trends. Bad days and good days were fluctuating like any risky stock, and we had to return back to the hostel gate by 8 o'clock. Different state, different people, different language, and freedom in hand. Wishing for a better life, hoping to explore the new land. Entering the department was always a fuss. Getting fired for always coming late to class. Crying together during exam days, stressing to pass. Marking attendance and signing for each other, reserving seats on the last bench just to sit together. Entire group class bunking for the sake of one buddy, and then struggling to teach each other in every group study. Then came the great pandemic and brought a big question mark on my academics. Packed my stuff and left for home with a happy face, expecting it to last just for a few days. Who knew we were entering the never-ending corona phase? Lectures online and colleges shut down. Lost 1 year of my MBA life due to lockdown. We were still adjusting, getting to know one another. The distance did take us distant, but also brought us nearer. Waking each other up to join Zoom meetings, keeping lecture in the background and continuing meme sharing, copy-pasting from that one savior friend's assignments, submitting test forms with prepared con-call arrangements. And then suddenly, the exam dates were out. We were called back without any doubt. Not enough time to even adjust to the situation. Had to abide in order to complete our education. Exam stress and corona expense, but even in all this chaos, making memories was the only chance. Late night rides, unnecessary fights, driving 30 minutes just for the tandoori chai, laughing over stupid jokes till we cry, unplanned outings, terrace stars counting, trying every restaurant food, and Spotify loud music till we get into that crazy mood. Playing O Din Bhi Kya Din The and making each other emotional, and now remembering those days and missing them unconditional. Oof, felt a bit nostalgic. Passing exams in spite of so much fun and drama still feels like a magic.